Unit 4. Practice. Page 44. Task 1. David Wong is building a website for a charity. He is talking to two people from the charity about it. Listen to the discussion and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided on the web page. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Thanks for coming in to discuss the website design, David. What do you have for us so far?
Well, here's a hard copy of the homepage. You can see we have the charity name at the top with the slogan underneath.
Can I just stop you there, David? It looks like you've made a couple of mistakes in the slogan. It should say Our Deaf Community, not Hong Kong's Deaf Community.
Oh, sorry. I'll cross out Hong Kong's and write our underneath. There. Is there another mistake?
Yes, it should say 1987. The charity has been working with the deaf since 1987, not 1997.
Oops, let me cross out 1997 and write 1987 underneath. I'm sorry about that.
That's better.
OK, so next, under the heading, we have the menu bar, with links to different website pages. My notes say you wanted links for contacts, news, and our work, right?
That's right.
Well, I didn't know which order to put them in, so I only have the home link on the left.
I think the home link is great where it is. Can we put contacts on the opposite end?
You mean have contacts on the far right? I can do that. Let me write it in. Contacts. There.
What were the others?
News and our work.
Our work. That's important information. Let's put it beside the home link.
Sure. So, from the left, we have home, then our work.
And news can go right beside our work.
Right. I'll put news next to our work then. Oh, there should only be 4 links, right?
Yeah. We wanted to keep things simple, so there'll only be 4 links on the homepage.
I wrongly put 5 slots here. Let me put across in that empty slot beside contacts.
Yes, put a cross in there so you'll remember to remove it when you fix the layout.
Right, the cross will be a good reminder. Now the main feature on the home page is a welcome message from the foundation's director. You can see where that will go.
Actually, David, the welcome message won't be from the director. We've asked our founder to write the welcome message instead.
Oh, OK. I'll cross out director and change it to founder then. F-O-U-N-D-E-R. OK. Now, what should we put in the space next to that? I just put in an empty box because I wasn't sure what should go in.
How about event photos? You know, we can put in photos of our recent events and update them from time to time.
Yes, event photos. That sounds like a good idea.
Great. I'll write event photos in that box then. And under that, there's a Meet Our Team section. Basically, that's just photos of people from the foundation and their names.
Yes, that sounds good. We need to put all the names in capital letters.
Yes, capital letters for the names would be good. We should start off with you, Joyce, on the left. You should be first because you're the director.
Sure.
Okay, so that's Joyce Yao on the left, all capital letters. Yao is spelt Y-A-U, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Y-A-U.
And I should probably go next, seeing as I'm the program manager.
All right, so Nikki Ho in the next slot. Is it N-I-C-K-Y or N-I-K-K-I?
The first one, N-I-C-K-Y, Nikki Ho.
Okay, got it. Nikki in the middle? Who else is there?
You should probably put our centre manager, Alice Wong.
Okay, so that's Joyce Yao, Nikki Ho and Alice Wong. All names in capitals, am I right?
That's right.
Great. Okay, so what do you think?
The page looks pretty good. But I have a suggestion. At the moment, the page looks a little dull. Maybe you could add more colours in. More colours would make the page more interesting.
Sure. I was trying to keep it simple and professional, but I can add more colours if you want. That's no problem. I'll make a note of that.
One more suggestion, David. In the Meet Our Team section, could you put our titles under our names? If you do that, people will know who we are.
Yes, definitely. Put titles under the names. Good suggestion, Nikki.
Sure, that's easy enough to do. I'll add titles under your names when I fix the page. Other than that, you're happy?
Yes, it looks great.
Nice work, David.
That is the end of task 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers.